From Parshas Vayera, throughout this coming week's Parshas Vayetze, a major recurring theme is that of Tefillah, beginning with Avram Avinu's Tefillahs for the people of Sodom, and culminating with Yaakov Avinu's establishing of Tefillahs Arvis in this week's Parsha. And in fact, the Gemara tells us over here, Maseches Brachos and Daf Chavavim Abeis, in the name of Yosi Rebbe Chanina, that all of the three Tefillahs that we have are patterned after the Avos Tefillahs, Avos Tiknum. And the Gemara brings the source for this from the Braisa, that Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera was Mesakin Tefillah Shachris, as the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboyke Alamokim Asher Amad Shom. He goes back to the same place that he davened the first time for the people of Shechem. And from the fact that it was Vayashkim Avram Baboyke, he got up early in the morning. From here we derive that he established Tefillah Shachris, Kazein Amida Elot Tefillah. And then the Braisa continues that Yitzchak Tikin Tefillah Mincha. As the Pasuk says, at the end of Parshas Chayei Sarah, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Gufnais Erev, Yitzchak went out to daven for a Shidduch as it was getting dark, or towards evening, which is the paradigm for Tefillas Mincha. And Yaakov was Mesakin Tefillas Arvis, as the Pasuk says in this coming week's Parsha, Vayivka Bamokon Vayolam Shom, he arrives at the place or encounters the place, and he sleeps there, Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun had set, Ve'ein Bekiyah Ela Tefillah. And he davened as well after the sun had set, which is the paradigm, of course, for Tefillas Arvis. Even though all of the Avos established the three Tefillas, one would think, therefore, they'd be treated equally and be on equal footing. One of the Tefillas, the Tefillah that's established by Yaakov in this coming week's parasha, seems to be treated differently by Chazal than the other two, and Shachris and Mincha that were established by Avram and by Yitzchak. Even though Yaakov Avinu is known as the Bechir HaAvos, the choice of all of the Avos, culmination of the process of development of the Avos, nonetheless, his tefillah seems to be treated differently or less severity than the tefillahs of Shachris and Mincha. And that is apparent from the Mishnah Maseches Brachos over here in Chavavah Med Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that tefillahs HaShachar Ad Chatzos, you can daven Shachris according to the Rabbanon until Chatzos HaYoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shos, you can only daven until the fourth hour. Tefillas Mincha Ad HaErev, you can daven Tefillas Mincha according to the Rabbanan until it gets dark, or Ad HaErev, we'll explain that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is you can daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. On your typical 6 to 6 day, 4:45. Tefillas HaErev, but Ma'arev Ein Lo Keva, Shal Musaf and Kol Hayom, Musaf is all day. What does it mean, Tefillas HaErev Ein Lo Keva? What is the time for Tefillas Ma'arev? Ein lo keva, it's not established. So writes the Gra in his Chidushim, the Imrei Noyam HaMesechtes Brachos, She'ein lo zman kavua b'fnei atzmai. It doesn't have a prescribed time independently. El b'shebizman she'ein rosh ha'lispal shum tefillah lo mincha v'lo shachris. Whenever you can't daven mincha or shachris, meaning that they've both been exhausted, zehu zman tefillas arvis, then it's time for Ma'arev. So according to the Rabbanon, Zemana, according to the Rabbanon, that you could daven Mincha till Ha'erev, Ma'ariv begins after Ha'erev. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Miplaga Mincha, Shiyal Mura Shachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you could daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha, you could daven Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha and on until Alois HaShachar, until it gets light. So Tefillas Ha'erev, according to the Gra, the way he understood the Mishnah, means that Ein Lo Keva, it doesn't have an established, prescribed time. However, the Gemara interprets this phrase slightly differently, and we'll have to try and understand how the Gra's Pshat fits in with the Gemara. But the Gemara tells us on Maseches Brachos and Avchav Zayin Mebeis, Tefillas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva, it is not established. Ma'arev is not established. My Ein Lo Keva, or not permanent. My Ein Lo Keva, Kemanda Omar, this is going according to the opinion, Tefillas Arvis Rishus, the davening Ma'arev is, we'll call it now, optional. Tefillas Arvis Rishus. Damar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, there's a machlokes about this. Tefillas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Amar Chayva. Rabbi Gamliel says it's an obligation, just like Shachris and Mincha. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Rishus, it's optional. Abai paskins like Rabbi Gamliel, Rava paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tefillas Arvis Rishus. So what then does it mean in the Mishnah, Tefillas Arvis Ein La Keva? It is not established, it's not permanent. What it means is it doesn't have, you're not obligated to do it. Not like the Gro who said it doesn't have a set time, its time varies. Rather, what it means, and you're not obligated to daven in the first place. It's not a permanent obligation. If you want to do it, do it. It's a reshus. You're not obligated to do it. So Tarsus already minimizes the impact of this statement. Tarsus can't understand that it's absolutely optional, because Tarsus has a kasha. Tarsus wrote over here in the brackets from Chavava Med Aleph, asks, what happens if a person forgets Ma'ariv? What do you have to do? Daven two times Shacharis. Says Tarsus, why do I have to daven two times Shacharis? I don't have to daven in the first place. We paskin Tfilas Arvis Rishus. That's how we paskin. Tfilas Arvis Rishus, like that opinion in the Gemara. Tfilas Arvis Eimel Keva. It's not permanent. So if you don't have to daven, why do I have to make it up if I forget? L'moshel, if I forget the Alav Yavai in benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back and bench again. Why not? Why is it different than on a Yom Tif? If you forget the Alav Yavai, you have to bench. The answer is, on Yom Tif, you have to eat a Suda with bread. So if you forget, you have to go back and make it up. But on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have a Suda with bread. So if you forget the Alav Yavai, you don't have to go back and bench again. So too here. If I don't have to daven Ma'ariv, says Tosfos, in the first place, why do I have to make it up? So Tosfos therefore writes, V'yishloimah hoda amina de tefilas arvis reshus hainu lagabi mitzvah acheres v'hi oiveres. When did we say tefilas arvis reshus? Doesn't mean it's absolutely optional. What it means is that when there's another competing mitzvah, so it takes a back seat. Does amina titcha tefilas arvis mipaneha. Tefilas arvis takes a back seat to a competing mitzvah. Avalechinam ein lo levatla. But gratuitously, simply, you know, wake up that day, or you know, in the middle of the day, I'm not davening Ma'ariv tonight. It's optional. No, it's not optional, says Tosfos. What it means is you don't have to do it if there's a competing mitzvah. But you shouldn't be mevatel lechinam. Not just a Musar idea, but that tefilas arvis reshus doesn't mean it's an absolute reshus. Means is if there's a competing mitzvah, it takes a back seat. That's how Tosfos interprets tefilas arvis reshus, but he minimizes the impact greatly. The Rambam, similarly, but differently than Tosfos, understood tefilas arvis reshus, at least initially, to mean that it's absolutely optional. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. But we already accepted upon ourselves to do it. Writes the Rambam, "Ain't tefilas arvis chayvek tefilas shachris u'mincha." It is not a chiyuv like Shachris and Mincha. The Afal Pichein, even though it's a Rishus, Nagu Kol Yisrael, all of Kol Yisrael has the Minig, B'chol Mekoymos Mosh Vaseyem, in all places where they dwelt, meaning don't say we don't have this Minig in our town, Lehes Palal Arvis, Tadavim Arv, V'kibluhu, Kibluha Aleim Ketfilas Chayva. We accept it upon ourselves as a Tfilas Chiyuv. So says the Rambam, it was absolutely optional, at least perhaps in theory. I don't think he means there was a historical time where they weren't davening Ma'ariv, and then later on in history we started davening Ma'ariv. I don't think that's what he means. I'll explain too soon what I think he means. But the Rambam tells us that it was accepted upon ourselves as a chiyuv, even though in theory perhaps it was only optional. But now that we've accepted upon ourselves as a chiyuv, you have to do it. And therefore, if a person forgets Ma'ariv, what does he have to do? Daven two times Shacharis. Why do I have to daven two times Shacharis? I didn't have to daven in the first place. Yes, in theory you didn't have to daven, but now the Kfar Kiblu Aleu Chayva, we already accepted upon ourselves as an obligation, so now you do have to daven twice if you forgot it. You have to daven two times Shacharis. And this seems to be the opinion of the Rambam as well, in Perek Tes, Hilchas Tefilah Lachates. But here it's somewhat different. Here the Rambam already calling, you know, there's a little bit of a question. The Rambam says, why is there no Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv? We have it by Shacharis, we have it by Mincha. Why is there no Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv? So says the Rambam, because he didn't have to daven in the first place. Why do we make it establish a Chazaras HaShatz, such an institution, so that if a person doesn't know how to daven, he could be Yoytze by hearing it from the Shliach Tzibor. But you don't have to be Yoytze, Arvis, says the Rambam, because either way, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It's not a chiyuv. Why should we make a chazar hashatz? We're going to be brachos levatola. Ain't kan olim shenis chayvem kidei yotze kidei lohaytzi dei chayvasa. Who would be mighty? You don't have to daven ma'ariv. It's reshus. So what's the problem in the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem? We already accepted upon ourselves as a chiyuv. So why did the chazar hashatz? So already you get the indication within the Rambam that our acceptance as a chiyuv is somewhat compromised. What does it mean we accept it as a chiyuv? It doesn't become, even though we've accepted as a chiyuv, it really never got restored to be fully like Shachris and Mincha. We accepted ourselves as a Chiyuv, but there's still no Chazaras HaShatz. It's not the same as Shachris and Mincha. And this is highlighted by the next halach in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Vav, where the Rambam writes the following situation. This could happen. Happens in the summertime more often than in the wintertime, but it happens. Yeshiva could happen in the wintertime too. Mishaya Oymed V'Tefillah. V'nizkar Shekvar Hispalo. Let's say in the summertime, you daven an early mincha. Then you go back to Shul Mincha Marav. You forgot you daven mincha. You daven mincha, you know, 7 hours ago. You forgot. And in the middle of davening mincha, you remembered the second time, you remembered, oy gevalt, I davened already. What do you do now? What do you do now? Erlich, he wants to daven again, but he forgot, he davened already. What do you do? Says Rami, you have to stop. Why can't you continue on the rest of davening? You'll be a tefillas nedava. You can offer the tefillas nedava. Certainly during the week, you can offer a tefillas nedava. So why can't I continue on tefillas nedava? Rami says, you can't. Obviously because, this is obvious, is because the beginning part was you daven having in mind tefillas chiyuv. The end part will be a tefillas nedava. The two cannot coexist in the same Shemoneh Esrei. Either it's a tefillas chiyuv or it's a tefillas nedava. You have to make up your mind. But it can't be both at the same time. And they're both. They can't join together. So if you're in the middle of a bracha, you got to stop. Chiyuv, nedava can't coexist in the same Shemoneh Esrei. However, continues on the Rambam, v'mhaisa tefilas arvis, what if this happened in the wintertime? Let's say I davened a quick over here by the 4:30, 3:03 minyan, I davened mincham arv. I don't know if they have it, but they should. I davened mincham arv. And then I'm sitting in base medrash, 10 o'clock, and they start davening marv. So I don't remember. So you put on, you know, start davening. You forgot. You forgot that you davened hours earlier. What do you do now? You remember in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, gavalt, I davened already. You don't stop. You continue on. You didn't have to daven marv in the first place. So marv is what? A tefillas nedava from when you started. So the end will be a tefillas nedava too. You have in mind a tefillas nedava. The whole thing will be a tefillas nedava. The Rive doesn't like this. But what's the problem? What's the problem? 1 minute. Is marv still a reshus or is marv a chayva? The Rambam said it's no longer reshus. Afa PK Nogu Kol Yisrael B'Kol Mokaymes Mishreiseyem Kiblu Alem K'Tfilas Chayva. If it's a Tfilas Chayva, where's the Chazaras Hashatz? If it's a Tfilas Chayva, why can part the beginning part of the Shemoneh Esrei be having in mind Tfilas Arvis as a Chiyuv, and then the rest be a Tfilas Nedava? The Rambam says because you don't have to daven, so the whole thing is a Tfilas Nedava. Why is the whole thing a Tfilas Nedava? We already accepted it upon ourselves as a Chiyuv. Major problem within the Rambam. So, writes Reb Chaim in his comments on that Rambam, Perek Yud, Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Vav, writes the Rambam, because even though we've accepted it as a chiyuv, it never became like Shachris and Mincha. What did we mean when we accepted upon ourselves as a chiyuv? Writes Reb Chaim, Va'arvis din reshus v'nedav ala. It was an obligation to David a tefillas nedava. That's what it was. So at its core, its identity is a tefillas nedava. We accepted to daven a tefillas nedava at night. But it's never the same as Shachris and Mincha. V'hadi kavu l'chayva peirushai, shekavu chayva al atzma l'hispal tefillas reshus v'nedava. We accepted upon ourselves an obligation to daven a tefillas reshus. Ava hatfilo ba'atzmusa, its identity, nedava v'reshus hi. That's what it remains as. So we accept it upon ourselves to daven a tefillas nedava every night. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Okay, so the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, tefillas arvis ein lo keva. The Gemara said it means it doesn't have its own set aside time. We'll get back to that. But the Gemara understood, what does that mean? It's not permanent, meaning you don't have to daven. It's tefillas arvis reshus. It's optional. Tosfos already limited that. It means you can't gratuitously dispense with it. It means it's not fully optional. You have a competing agenda item, a competing mitzvah. Okay, so tefillas arvis takes a backseat. The Rambam limits it in his own way. He says, yes, in theory it was reshus kvar, before meaning before we got out of the gate, kvar kibluhu, alayu chayva. I don't know what, when did we accept it upon ourselves as a chiyuv? Where did that change take place? But okay, kvar, we'll get back there. Kvar kiblu alai uchayva, we already accepted as an obligation, as a chiyuv upon ourselves. But nonetheless, says the Rambam, even though we accepted upon a chiyuv upon ourselves, it never became fully like shachris and mincha. It remains an obligation to daven at tefilas nedava. The question is, why, when we accepted it upon ourselves, can it not become like shachris and mincha? Why? If we accept it upon ourselves, shouldn't it be the same as shachris and mincha? Question one. Moreover, second question, why did Arvis begin as a reshus? Just because it was established by Yaakov Avinu as opposed to shachris that was established by Avram Avinu was a chiyuv. Mincha was established by Yitzchak as a chiyuv. Why was Arvis a reshus? Some say Yaakov didn't mean to daven Ma'ariv. He says, Vayivka b'makom, Vayolan sham, and then Kivo HaShemesh, Hashem made it dark, so he accidentally davened, he backed into Ma'ariv. Leaving all of these issues aside, from the Gemara only offers us this information, each one established their own tefillah, so why is the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu any worse than the tefillah of Avram and of Yitzchak, that theirs is a chiyuv and this is a reshus? And really, another problem, a third question, according to Reb Chaim, that the obligation of davening Ma'ariv is to daven a tefillas nedava, you have a third problem. And that is, we don't offer tefillas nedavas on Shabbos. You can't daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. You can't offer a carbon nedava on Shabbos. It's a chilul Shabbos. A tzibor never offers a carbon nedava. How can we have a tefillas nedava? By the tzibor. So we don't understand how, number one, Tfilas Arvis was only a reshus in the first place. Why is it any worse? Because it was established by Yaakov. And now that we accept it as a chiyuv, why does it remain a Tfilas Nedava? And if it all is a Tfilas Nedava, how do we do it on Shabbos? Major problems. So I believe that the answer is found in that Gemara we started with. If I say, look back, Ois Aleph. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, is that the paradigm, the model for all of the Tfilas was the fact that they were established by the Avos. Avram established Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov, Ma'ariv. But there's another opinion. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, Tfilos keneged Tmidim Tiknum. They correspond to the Karbonos, to the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar that was brought in the morning before all of the Karbonos of the day, and the Tamid Shel Bein Ho'abayim that was brought in the afternoon after all of the Karbonos of the day. And what does Ma'ariv correspond to? To the fact that the Evarim and Pedarim, the limbs and the fats of the carbon, Tamid Shel Bein Ho'abayim, continued to burn on into the evening. They didn't have to. They could burn on into the evening. If you look, the Gemara Mesechtas Brachos over here, Chavava Mebeis, continues. I gave you the second part. Over here, Oizayin. The Gemara brings a proof to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that it's Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, not Keneged the others. Because Mibnei Ma Amru, the Brisa says, Tani Kavasu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mibnei Ma Amru, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Why do the Rabbanan say you could have in Shachar still Chatzos? Because they hold the Tamid Shel Shachar Mikarev HaHalech Ad Chatzos. You can bring it till midday. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Ad Arba Shalos. You can only bring the Tamid Shel Shachar until the fourth hour of the day. Shri Tamid Shel Shachar, Karev HaHalech Ad Arba Shalos. That's the basis for the Machlekes. Can you dive until the end of the fourth hour? Can you dive until Chatzos? Machlekes is, when can you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar until? Why did the Rabbanan say Tfilas Mincha is until Erev? You can bring it till the Erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plaga Mincha. You can bring it until Plaga Mincha. That's where you can have a Mincha, till the Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before the Shkia, 4:45. Why did we say Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva? Here, what does Ein Lo Keva mean? It doesn't have its own prescribed time. Maybe it means it's not obligatory. Sherei Evarim U'Pedarim Shlo Nis'aklu Mibo Erev Kraven V'Hokim Kalalayla. Because those Evarim U'Pedarim, the fats and the limbs that weren't burned the previous day, you could burn them the rest of the night. So now, writes the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara, according to this position, that it's patterned after what? Not the Avos. It's patterned after the Karbanos. Rise to Pnei Yoshua. Now we understand the opinion, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. It's only optional. Why? because you have to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning. That's a chiyuv. You have to bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim in the afternoon. What about the Evarmun Pindarim that burned the rest of the night? Rise to Pnei Yeshua, that was not obligatory. You could have burned them during the day. If you brought the carbon of Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim earlier, they could all be burned during the day. And continues on the Pnei Yeshua, that you are get kapara for the carbon. The carbon is successful without burning the Evarmun Pindarim. It's not essential. It's not indispensable. The real carbon is accomplished when you sprinkle the blood, the Zrikas Hadam. The rest that happens afterwards is, you know, important, but not essential. So writes the Pnei Yehoshua, the man the Svir Le Rishus, the one who holds Svir as Arvis Rishus, Al Karch Achsava Tekeneget Tmidim Tiknum, must hold that what? The Tfilos are patterned after the others, are patterned after the Karbonos. Patterned after the Karbonos. Umishum Hachi Tfilos Shachris and Mincha Chayva. Shachris and Mincha Rechiyuv. You don't need them to attain a kapara. You really should have burned it during the day. That's why tefillas arvus is a rishus. So Rabbi said, if we paskin tefillas arvus rishus, how do we paskin then? Is the paradigm, what is the paradigm for tefillah from the avos or from karbanos? Karbanos. Must be. That's why tefillas arvus rishus. We figured it out. Not so fast. Not so fast. The problem is, Rabbi said, look back at the Gemara. Says the Gemara. We see from this Braisa, Chavam and Mabez, Akasha to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, Tfilos, I'm sorry, Akasha to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, who said, Tfilos avos tiknum. Don't you see from the Braisa's patterned after the Karbonos? Name it to have it to you, the second line from the bottom, to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina. This contradicts the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina. Amalukha Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina will tell you, tfilos avos tiknum. The tfilos were established, the paradigm, they're modeled after the avos. Vasmechinu rabbanan akarbonos. They attributed them, or aligned them, with the karbonos. But in truth, they're patterned after the avos. So really both play a role. Both the avos and the karbonos. And that's how we paskin. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim writes, they're patterned after the Avos, and when he tells you the establishment of Torah and the history of it, he says, Avram established Shachris, Yitzchak established Mincha, Yaakov established Mariv, and Hilchos Tefillah, he says, it's patterned after the Karbonos. He is both elements. If that's the case, why then is Tefillah's Arvis Rishus? Why is it any worse by virtue of the fact that it was established by Yaakov Avinu? And I believe that, in fact, that's why the Rishonim rejected Tosfos in his way, the Rambam in his way, rejected saying that it's entirely optional. If it would only be patterned after the Karbonos, it would be optional. But now that it's patterned after the Avos too, they hedged. It's a chiyuv also. And let me explain. Because I think what we see from this Gemara is that there are two elements, two mechayvim, two aspects to tefillah. The first is that tefillah is like an avodah. The pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, "Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem." We should serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu with all of our hearts. Kamis de sifrei, ezo hi avodah shebelev. How do we serve Hashem with our hearts? Rabbi say, "Zu tefillah by davening." According to the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvahs I say, "Hey, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa." According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Either way, there is an aspect of tefillah, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, called avodah. Ezehi avodah shebelev zu tefillah. And that's the aspect of tefillah that tefillah is keneged tmidim tiknum. It corresponds, the paradigm is the avodah that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Part of tefillah is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether I feel it today, I don't feel it today, it's going good, it's not going good, you show up. 90% of the job, they say, is showing up. You show up every day, you do your avodah. You come, shachris, mincha, and mariv. And by virtue of that, from that perspective, so then tefillah, each one of the tefillahs is really, has a separate identity and individuality to them. Just like the Tamid Shel Shachar is different than the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim, so too, shachris is different than mincha. Just to highlight the point, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tefillah, the following situation happens. I don't know where, but guy comes late to shul.
and the tzibur is up to Musaf on Shabbos. Chaj didn't daven Shachris yet. So he wants to be from a Yid. He'll daven Shachris while they're davening Musaf. Chaparan tefillah b'tzibur. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur or not? Says the Magen Avraham, no. That's not called tefillah b'tzibur. In order to be called tefillah b'tzibur, you have to be davening the same tefillah as the tzibur. Others disagree. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Navi Yehuda disagrees. The famous Maaser of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim disagreed. Be that as it may, the Magen Avraham is a whole separate discussion. You shouldn't come late to davening. That's the Yesod. But could happen, Mincha Maariv, you're davening a Chassidish place, they're still davening Mincha, you want to daven Maariv, or you're Chassidish and you're davening a Litvish place, they're davening Mincha, you know, you're davening Maariv, you'd like to daven Mincha. It can happen both ways. And the Magen Avraham says, no, you're not Yotze. Tefillah b'tzibur. You have to daven, but you're not Yotze tefillah b'tzibur. Why? Because each tefillah has its own character, its own identity. That's tefillah's keneged tmidim tignum. Each one has its own identity. And therefore, let's say, Mincha cannot blend in with a tefillas nedava, like the Rambam told us. Mincha and nedava are two separate things. It's a different identity. However, there's a second aspect, a second mechayv, a second element to tefillah. And that is that tefillah is rachamim. It's simply by we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sustain us. Not because of an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is patterned after avoda, ezu avoda shebelev, but rather tefillah rachamim in who? And halavai, says the Gemara, halavai, she is pa'al adam kol hayom. We should really be davening every second of the day to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sustain us, but we simply can't do that. So the avos broke it up into three tefillos. And each one of the parts of the day, there's three times in the day, as we know, there's three greetings, good morning, good afternoon, good night. So good morning, good afternoon, good night. There's three parts of the day when we have different perspectives, we feel differently, the whole different, you know, attitude that we have in the morning, that we have in the afternoon, that we have at night. So there's the tefillah for each, representing each one of these three stations that we pass through each day. But halavai she's pa'al adam kol hayom. But really then all of the tefillahs bear the same identity. They're just rachameinu. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sustain us. And you see these two aspects to the tefillah from the Gemara Masechtas Brachos over here, Chavav and Aleph. The Gemara is the following shaila. We know if a person forgets Shacharis, what does he have to do? Daven two times Mincha. Gemara is a shaila. What if he forgets to daven Tfilas Mincha? What should he do? What would we have said? Two times Maariv. But it's different. Because here it's a different day. You forget to daven Shacharis, daven two times Mincha, that's later on in the same afternoon. You forget to daven Mincha, you want to daven two times Maariv, the new day, Vayera Vayivoker. The day begins at night and ends at Shkia. And it's over. How can you daven two times Maariv for Mincha from the previous day? So Gemara's not sure. Ibay lehu tavalois pala Mincha, maushis pala arvishtayim. Should we say that it's a different day? And avar yomoi batal karbonoi. Just like a karbon, once the day is past, you can't make it up. So to tefillah, once the day is past, you can't make it up. Oy dilmor, maybe no. Kevin de tzlusa rachamehi. Davening is simply asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachamim to sustain us, to give us that which we need. Call Amos the boy Masli Vazo. So daven whenever you want. So you make it up the next day. In fact, that's how we make it up the next day. You see these two elements, two mechayvim of tefillah, and I believe you see it as well. The Gemara. Masechtas Brachos and Avchav HaMebeis with regards to women. Here the Gemara says, women are obligated to daven. We might have said they're not obligated to daven. Why would we have said they're not obligated to daven? It's a time-bound mitzvah. Prescribed for certain times. Women are obligated to daven. Chayavim b'tfilah. Why? Why are they obligated to daven? D'rachameinu. D'rachamein. Mao de Tema, I might have said, Hovik Sibbe Arab Vaikavitz Orayim, a Sikh of Arab of Yishmakali, Pussing and Sefer Tehillim. That we daven at different points throughout the day, the different stations were established by the others. So I would have thought, Kimitsa Sasesha as my grandma dummy, I would have thought it's like a time bound mitzvah, Kamash Malan, know that they're Chayiv. Kamash Malan, what? Even though it's time bound, women are Chayiv, or no, it's not time bound. Right, Rabbeinu Yoina. Even though it has times, it's not time bound. Why? Be better that a person should sit and daven. Really, that's what we should do to sustain us constantly. But we simply can't do that. So they broke it up into three tefillos. So it's kemitzvah she'ein hazman grama dayninole. It's not zman grama. L'fichach nashim chayavas. Women are obligated because it's rachameininu. Meaning, perhaps women are only obligated in that part of tefillah that is rachamim. See, the tefillos that are keneged, the tmidim, tiknum, have their own identity and their own time that they're limited to, based, patterned after when those karbonos were brought. But the tefillah that is only the aspect of tefillah that's rachamim, that I'm arguing is keneged avos tiknum, that's not limited to a specific time. That's why women a chayv in tefillah. Not in the aspect of tefillah, that's the avda b'chol levavchem ezri avodah shebelev zu tefillah. That's time bound. Women are not obligated in that. The Gemara says, why are women obligated in tefillah? The rachameininu. They're obligated in that second aspect of tefillah, which Rabbeinu Yonah says is not time bound. That really should extend throughout the day. And all of the tefillahs are fundamentally the same. There's no unique identity to one tefillah or the other. We should really daven the whole day. Just the avay said, you know what, there's three stations throughout the day. Daven here, here, and here. I believe that's what how we should understand tefillas arvus reshus, that arvus ain lo keva, and that brings the gross pshat closer together with what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what does it mean tefillas arvus ain lo keva? It means it's ain, it's a tefillas arvus is a reshus. But all of you trying to say, it's not optional. It's not optional. It means either it takes a back seat, like Tosfos said to the other. Or the Rambam said, it was in theory optional. What that means is, there's an aspect to Mariv that's a Rishus. What part of Mariv is a Rishus? The Tfilois Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. There's no carbon that's brought at night, or carbon that you have to bring at night. Sometimes it was, you know, continued to burn at night, but you don't really have to, and that carbon, is not, that part is not really essential. So vis-a-vis that aspect of tefillah, that's avoda, that's tefillah, that's tefillah's keneged, tmidim tiknum, like avoda in the base hamikdash, harvest doesn't qualify. It's optional. What then? Why did the Rishonim say you have to daven harvest? Because there's another element, another aspect here, another dimension, and that is Yaakov established it as a time for tefillah of asking for rachamim. That's what the Rambam means. Kvar kiblu alayu chayva. When Yaakov Avinu established Mariv, that made it as a time that you have to daven. It's not that, you know, there was centuries when they didn't daven and now we do daven. That's not what happened here. Tefillas Arvus was an element, an aspect of it that's reshus, but there's also an aspect of it, the fact that it's rachameininu, Yaakov Avinu established it. In that sense, it's on equal footing with Shachris and Mincha, but it doesn't have that dual aspect. It doesn't have the tefillos keneged tmidim tiknum, the avoda aspect. All it has is the rachameininu. So therefore, the Rambam says, even now that we establish it as a chayva, does it have a unique identity? No, it doesn't have a unique identity. It remains at its core, what type of tefillah? No different than a tefillas nedava. It doesn't mean that it's optional. What it means is that it's generic. It doesn't have like the unique identity of Shachris. It doesn't have the unique identity of Mincha, patterned after the Tomei Shel Shachar, patterned after the Tomei Shel Beinu Arba'im. What it means is, not that it's a voluntary tefillah, you have to do it. You have to do it. How then does it join up with the tefillas nedava? How do we do it on Shabbos? The answer is that it's not really a voluntary tefillah. You have to do it. What it means is that it doesn't have a unique identity like Shachar and Mincha. It could join up together to be with the tefillas nedava because it's all rachameininu. We're asking the Kadosh Baruch Hu to sustain us the same identity as the tefillas nedava, so the two can join up. Yes.
Practically, what women have, and then if it's wrong about the rachamein,
what are they? No, women. Are women obligated in Maariv?
Are they? Which ones are they?
Here it says tefillah. We have a whole shiur about what the women have to daven, how many times, a whole tefillah, an esrei, mariv. Let's leave the woman was a tangential point. We'll get back to one aspect of women. But whether women have to daven three times a day, one time a day, mariv, all the good questions. Really, for another time. So that's why the Rambam, as well as the Gross, say, what does it mean, tefillas arvus ein la keva? It means it doesn't have an established time. Why doesn't tefillas arvus have an established time? Why not? Because It's and that aspect of tefillah which obligates us in tefillahs arvus is not the tamid the tefillahs keneged tamidim tiknum that are established with their times and everything. No, and that's man grama. What obligates us in tefillahs arvus is tefillah rachamininu. Rachamininu, you really hold my jeez power of them kol hayom. Could have an all day. Just they split it up into these three stages, so its time is not as rigid. That's what the Gra said. Whenever you can't daven shachris mincha, it's time for ma'ariv. There's no carbon that we're patterning it after. So therefore, that's what it means. Tefillas arvus reshus. It means vis-a-vis the carbon aspect. It's a reshus. We only have to do it because rachameinu says the Gra. Practically, what that means is it's not bound to a specific time. It's all one and the same. And in fact, the Rambam echoes this. Right, the Rambam paragimel v'ilchus tefillah l'chazayin l'fish tefillas arvus reshus ein medachtikim bizmana. We're not as careful with its time. Because it's reshus, meaning it's not patterned after a specific carbon. I believe that this perhaps can help us understand two other curious halachas that are often misunderstood. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi, say, how late can you daven shachris? How late can you daven shachris? I'm sure it's not relevant to anybody. All daven vasikin. But what? Till, according to Behuda, till the fourth hour. According to the Rabbanan, till chatzos. How do we paskin? So the Gemara clearly paskins. It's a psak brought down. There's no machlekas here. No, you don't need to share a beer halacha about it. It's a Gemara, Mesechus Brachas, Pasen, the Rebbe Yehuda. When is the latest time you can daven? According to Rebbe Yehuda, daven Shachris, halacha Rebbe Yehuda, till the end of the fourth hour. The problem is, look at the Rambam. When he quotes, there's no debate here. He's passing like Rebbe Yehuda. Look at the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Tfilas HaShachar, you should daven until ad soif shor revius, till the end of the fourth hour. Sheish lishus hayoyim, a third of the day. Vim avar oita. What does avar mean? Bimezid, bimezid. You did it deliberately. You scheduled tefillah on the schedule for after zman tefillah. Avar oita, or you made a mistake. Vispal achar arba ar chatzoyt hayoyim yotze yidei tchoyvas tefillah. You yotze tefillah. Aval lo yotze yidei chayvas tefillah bizmano. You're not yotze tefillah bizmano. Where do you get these terms from? There's tefillah, there's tefillah bizmano. Where did this all come from? You yotze, but you're not yotze tefillah bizmano. Vikum tefillah bizmano. So the Beis Yosef says, where did the Rambam has it, the Rush has it, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef says, where did he get this from? Gemara says, you can daven until the fourth hour. So Beis Yosef suggests the following shot. He says, I know where he got it from. Let's say you forgot to daven shachris. So everybody say, what do? We all know you forgot to daven shachris. Mistake. Mincha twice. So you forgot to daven shachris. When soifs man shachris? End of the fourth hour. When can you first daven mincha? 12:30. 6.5 hours. Mincha gedolah. Why do I have to wait to Zman Mincha Gedola to make a Tfilas Tashlumin for Shachris? Why can't I make a Tfilas Tashlumin before Zman Mincha arrives? So this perhaps is a Tfilas Tashlumin. Oh. Why can you daven? You wait till the fourth hour, Zman Tfilas Shachris is over. Gone. Fine thing. What are you doing after Zman Shachris, after the fourth hour? The Rambam says you can daven until Chatzos. What is that? Tfilas Tashlumin. Usually we're accustomed to Tfilas Tashlumin being two times Mincha. But Tfilas Mincha hasn't arrived yet. Okay, so why should I be prevented from making up Shachris just because Mincha hasn't arrived yet? Make up Shachris now. That's what the Beis Yosef suggests. However, that cannot be the Pshat. Beis Yosef already asked on himself. The first reason is, then when should you be able to daven this until? What's the earliest time you can daven Mincha? Mincha Gedolah on the 6th to 6th day, 12:30. What does the Rambam say you could daven until? 12. Until, why? What happened to 12 to 12:30? Then the Beis Yosef says, what kind, when can you daven a tefillas tashlumin? Only if you forgot, by what? By accident. What if you did it on purpose? On purpose. Took a sleeping pill. Out. Okay, is there a tefillas tashlumin? Maybe if you're sick. Tefillas tashlumin? No. There's no tefillas tashlumin if you did it b'mezid. But the Rambam says, can you daven until Chatzos, even though you did it b'mezid? You scheduled Zman Tefillah, 11:30, will daven Shachris? Yeah, the Rambam says you can still daven. How can you daven? There's no Tefillas Tashlumin if you did it b'mezid. Beis Yosef says it cannot be a tefillas tashlum in there. So what's the pshat? The Gemara says you can daven until the end of the fourth hour. Here the Rambam is telling us to daven until chatzos. Writes the Merkevus HaMishnah on the Rambam, what I believe is the Emes Tikkun Pshat. He says, when are you limited until the fourth hour? That's the aspect, the element of tefillah, and again, we pass it like both. That's tefillah is keneged tmidim tiknum. That's the avoida aspect of tefillah. Ezi avoida shebelev zu tefillah. That's limited to the fourth hour. We pass in the carbon tamid shoshacha was brought to the end of the fourth hour. But there's a second aspect of tefillah. What is that second aspect of tefillah? Tefillah rachameinu. Really, and that is patterned after who? Not tefillah is keneged tmidim tiknum, but tefillah is avos tiknum. When did Avram Avinu daven? Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. When do you stop saying good morning? For all those who know proper etiquette, you stop saying good morning, come Chatzais Hayayim. So until it's Chatzais Hayayim, high noon, you can still say good morning. So I can still daven Shachris. It's still Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Baiker goes until Chatzais. For example, Halacha and Hilchas Mila. You're supposed to Zrizim Magdimim LeMitzvahs. The Gemara has it, Himself and Abdal and Aleph. You're supposed to do a bris mila early in the day. The problem is, if you do it as early as possible, you do a bris mila vasikin, when vasikin is very early, 4:45, no one's coming to your bris. So we all delay the bris slightly. Sunday people delayed even more, so people could come. But Roivam, Hadras Melech, so you could delay a bris, so people could come. How late can you delay a bris? How long is too long? So it says in Pisklei Tshuva and Hilchas Mila, until Chatzos Hayon. Whatever minion you're davening with, and again, on Shabbos, bris comes after davening. So it could be, you know, a grace of chazim. You could be talking about, you know, cut it close. Until chatzos. Past chatzos, no. Why not? Says the Pesach Tshuva, at that point, there's no longer zrizim at all. You could delay zrizim, delay zrizim, delay zrizim. Once it comes, by Yashkim Avram, ba-baker means before chatzos. After chatzos, it's no longer baker anymore. It's over. So too here, you could delay. Once baker is, chatzos comes, baker is over. But how can you daven after the fourth hour? That's tefillah's keneged avos tiknum. That's the aspect of tefillah that's rachman. So therefore, comes back the Rambam. The Rambam says, lechadchila you should daven before the end of the fourth hour. Why? You chaperine both aspects of tefillah. Tefillah's keneged tmidim tiknum, tefillah's keneged avos tiknum. The rachamim and the avoida aspect of tefillah, you chaperine both. But even if you didn't do it before the fourth hour, says the Rambam, you can continue to daven ad chatzos. That's not the greatest. That's not tefillah bismana. That's not tefillah that's avoida shebelev. That is tefillah that is what? Rachamim. So, okay. It's not tefillah bismana, but yotza chayvas tefillah. Where do you get these two concepts? That's tefillah's connected to avoida tiknum. Tefillah's connected to midim tiknum. That's where you got it. As an aside, perhaps that's why women, by and large, are not makbid on zman tefillah. Women will Shabbos morning, will daven until chatzos. Chatzos. Not because a woman chassidish. Daven until chatzos. Why? Perhaps we could justify it. It says in the books, really, they should adhere to zman tefillah. But perhaps we could justify the minig hanoshim. Because why are women chayiv in tefillah in the first place? Because of the tefillahs of keneged tmidim tiknum, the avoida aspect of tefillah? No, that's zman grama. Why did the Gemara say they're obligated in tefillah? Rachameinu, that's the only aspect of tefillah they have. The Rambam tells us that goes, that tefillah is keneged avos tiknum. That's by Yashkim Avram Baboiker. That goes until chatzos. So perhaps that's why the woman daven until chatzos. L'chadchila. That's the only aspect of tefillah they're chayiv in. Yeah.
So then would it be better to daven for the fourth hour by yourself as opposed to the only minions until chatzos, like the bottom minion somewhere?
Perhaps. Perhaps you're right. Perhaps. Your question really is more about how important is tefillah b'tzibor. Right. Because in order to compare priorities, you have to flesh out what is the obligation or priority of davening tefillah b'tzibor. So perhaps, yes. Correct. If tefillah b'tzibor would be an obligation, then yes. Yeah, sure. You do that over this. Yeah. I'm sorry, if tefillah b'tzibor is not an obligation, if tefillah b'tzibor is just a good thing, and here you can daven b'zmano, so maybe davening b'zmano trumps tefillah b'tzibor. If tefillah b'tzibor is an obligation, the same as this is an obligation, then you're dealing with competing obligations. You hear what I'm saying? Depends more on tefillah b'tzibor. Yeah?
If it's true that they're only high because of the second aspect,
right,
is it even better for them to daven than four, or
volunteer. Avoida. Yeah.
So what's the status of a man who misses the korban aspect of it, but fills the abbas?
So yoytzei, the Rambam says, yoytzei tefillah, shachris, but not tefillah bezmana. You missed that, the second component. And perhaps we find this same duality, or this same phenomenon, where perhaps the two become bifurcated, the two aspects of tefillah become distanced from one another slightly, with regards to mincha as well. When can you daven mincha until? So look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, in the second Mizrachos, Kavavim Med Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rabbanon, you can daven ad ha-erev, until the erev, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven aplaga mincha. And then when is Ma'ariv? We said according to Yehuda, you could daven mincha right after the plaga mincha, Amar right after the plaga mincha. According to the Rabbanon, you'd have to daven after whatever is ha'erev. How do we paskin on that issue? The Ovid Kamara, the Gemara says you do like one, you do like whichever one you want. You want to do like the Rabbanon, daven mincha before the erev, Ma'ariv after the erev, you do that. You do like Rabbi Yehuda, daven mincha before the plaga mincha, Ma'ariv after the plaga mincha. However, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, according to the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to pick a team. For life, you pick a team. Either you're on the Rabbanon team, that you daven mincha to the Shkia, or until whatever, we'll get to in a second, mincha until Erev, Ma'arev after Erev, or you're like the Rabbi Yehuda, you daven mincha before Plaga Mincha, Ma'arev after the Plaga Mincha. You can't every day switch back and forth. Erev Shabbos might be different, because of Mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, but ideally speaking, you can't switch back and forth every day. However, it does say, and since most of us have the practice of davening mincha ad ha'erev, it really is not ideal to make a plag mincha minyan and daven mincha before plag and ma'ariv after plag. Unless you always do like that. And most of us don't always do like that. Nonetheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if it's a shasad chak, you won't be able to gather a minyan again later. It'll be difficult to gather a minyan later. You're afraid you might not get a minyan later. So then you can make a plag minyan, even though it's inconsistent with what we usually do. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, of course, is valid. You can daven mincha before the plag mincha, ma'ariv after the plag mincha, if it's difficult to gather the minyan again. Okay, fine. That's how we paskin on that issue. You could do like either one, either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan. But what did the Rabbanan mean? Most of us have the practice like the Rabbanan, that we daven mincha, not every day before the plaga mincha, ma'ariv after the plaga. We daven mincha ad ha'erev. What is ha'erev? What time is it? Writes Rabbeinu Yoina, over there, Masechtas Brachos, over here, Ois Yudawin, Ein lefarish ad yitzias ha'koychavim. It doesn't mean tzeis ha'koychavim, which is either 18 minutes, is either 13 and a half minutes, three quarters of a mil, after sunset, or, according to Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes after sunset, doesn't mean Seisa Kachavim, whatever your sheet on that is. What does it mean? It means Shkia, the sunset. That's when you can daven mincha until. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, Dam Nifso B'Shkia Sachama. You can't bring the Tam and Shabbeinu Arbayim after Shkia. Once the sun sets, whether you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, or you hold like the Goenim, whatever you hold about this man of Tzeisek HaKavim, once the sun sets, you can't bring a carbon, so you can no longer daven mincha. So what is Ad HaErev? When can you daven mincha until? Until the sun dips below the horizon, that's it. So when can you start davening Ma'ariv? After Shkia. However, that's not right. And there's many paskin like that. The Grah, the Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, all paskin, classical paskin, kedavim mincha until the Shkia, Ma'ariv, right after the Shkia. Maybe it's preferable, it is preferable, to wait to daven Ma'ariv, you're chaperon the bracha, it's with Kriya, you can't be Yoytzi Kriya Shema right after the Shkia, so you're going to have to repeat Kriya Shema later, better to be Yoytzi Soymech Gulu Litvila, better to have all the other yinyan, wait to daven Ma'ariv, but you can daven mincha right before the Shkia, Ma'ariv, right after the Shkia, no speech necessary, in between necessarily, Yoytzi davening without the speech in between, mincha before the Shkia, Ma'ariv after the Shkia, although it is advantageous to wait to daven Ma'ariv later, because you chaperon Kriya Shema, other yinyan. However, that's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rambam also on the way back. But look back at that Mishnah that I gave you, back in Oz Beis. Rashi doesn't say that. Tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-erev, ad what? Chashecha. You can daven mincha till it gets dark. That's not sunset. That's not Shkia Sachama. That's Tzeis HaKachavim.
And in fact, that seems to be how the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Ramah paskins. Look at the Shulchan Aruch from Reish Lama Gimel. Achshav shenohagu lehispalo tefilos mincha ad halayla. What's layla? Sounds like night. Then he says you shouldn't daven maariv before shkia. Not sure. But look at the Ramah. The Ramah says im ispalo mincha ad halayla. The hainu ad seisa koychavim. You can daven mincha until seisa koychavim. Like Rashi. The Ramah passes like Rashi. Mishnah Berurah is very sensitive about this. Oh, we shouldn't do like that. It doesn't mean Tzeisa Kaychavim. He means a little before Tzeisa Kaychavim. Shouldn't do like that. But that's what Ramah says. Rabbi says we have to. Ramah says. Yotzem is pal mincha ad halayla dehainu ad Tzeisa Kaychavim. And there were many tzaddikim who did like that. Davened mincha all the way until Tzeisa Kaychavim, mainly Chassidish Rebbes, but it is based on the Ramah, based on the Rashi, Kedavim Mincha Tol Tzeisa Kaychavim. Many held that was ideal. You know why? Because if you're going to daven, everyone knows you're going to daven Mincha Maariv. You're not getting people to come back to shul two times. So if you're going to do like Rabbeinu Yoina, like the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to daven Shachris before the Shkia, Mincha before the Shkia, Maariv after the Shkia, people have to remember to repeat Kriyashma later. And which is Deiraisa, what's Derabanan? Kriyashma is Deiraisa, Mincha Maariv both Derabanan. If you're going to daven, like the Ramah says, like Rashi says, mincha before tzeis, maariv after tzeis, then you don't have to repeat Kriya Shema ever. You just say Kriya Shema after tzeis HaKachavim. So you guarantee people will be yoytzei the mitzvah d'oraisa here of Kriya Shema, even though, okay, you're getting involved in a machlekes about the mitzvah d'rabbanan of mincha, but at least you're sure they'll be yoytzei Kriya Shema. See, the Sherebbes are more concerned about Kriya Shema. Anyway, maybe rightfully so. But anyway, a machlek is here. Rashi says, the Ramah seems to say, Kedavim mincha till when? Tzeis HaKoychavim. But what's the problem? How can you have a mincha till Tzeis HaKoychavim? How can you have a mincha till Tzeis HaKoychavim? What happens to Shkiyas HaChama? Dam nifso b'Shkiyas HaChama. You can't bring the carbon, tamid, shobein, or abayim after the Shkiya. How can you have it till Tzeis HaKoychavim? What are they? Maybe those who shouldn't argue, you could bring the Talmud Shabbein or Abayim until Tzeis HaKoychavim. Maybe they argue like that. However, in the Tshuvas Mutzal Meyesh, he suggests the following. The Prima Gadim has the same thing in his Sefer Rosh Yosef from Masechtas Brachas. And that is, that no, Rabbi said, there's the two aspects of Tefillah. What stops at Shkiyas HaChama? Tefillah is connected to Midim Tiknum, the Avoida aspect of Tefillah. That stops at Shkiyas HaChama. Tamei Shobein Rabbim can only be offered until Shkiyas HaChama. What is the second aspect of Tefillah? Tefillah is Mincha. Tefillah is Avois Tiknum. When did Yitzchak daven? Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh Lift Nois Erev. As it was getting dark. When does it stop to be evening and start to be night? Tzeisa Kachavim. Still dusk. Until then it becomes Tzeisa Kachavim, becomes night. So you kedav Mariv, therefore, you to the second aspect of Tefillah, on Tzeisa Kachavim. So that's why my opinion, and that's the opinion of many as well, perhaps Iran did it for different reasons, but I think that the Lichat Chiyo should have Mincha before the Shkia. But if a person did not daven Mincha before the Shkia, so just like the Rambam said, if you didn't daven Shachris before the fourth hour, you continue to daven until Chatzos. So to over here, I think by Mincha too. If you didn't daven before the Shkia, continue to daven till Tzeis HaKoychavim. It's not ideal. Ideal would have been Tefillah Bizmana would have been before the Shkia, but you can continue to daven after the Shkia. And here it's even better. Because here, Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have time to get involved in all this, Rabbeinu Tam holds that our Shkia is not the real Shkia. The real Shkia, he holds, you know, it's 72 minutes. It's fully day. For the, you know, the first 45, you know, minutes after the sunset. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mamish day outside. Even though the Goyim say, how can you call it day? It's pitch dark. So okay, Rabbeinu Tam shita for another time. Rabbeinu Tam holds Tzeis HaKoychavim 72 minutes after our sunset because sunset really doesn't happen right away. It's a different phenomenon. So you have Rabbeinu Tam Cheshbon too. So here, perhaps it's even better. And the Chassidim who usually did like Rabbeinu Tam wait so long on Matzah Shabbos could wait to daven Mincha too. We are not machmir on Motzei Shabbos. Most of us do not wait to daven 72 minutes. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam is really a cheshbin. So chadchilo, you should daven before the shkia. B'di'eved, you could daven for what, you know, in between shkia and tzeitzah kerchavim, which is about 3/4 of a mil, so you have about 13 minutes. Daven b'di'eved mincha. After that, already, for us, we don't, not chayshish Rabbeinu Tam. So for us, we don't wait 72 minutes. So for us, after that period of time, it's no longer, now it's already tzeitzah kerchavim, now you have a problem. But perhaps that same dichotomy, these same two issues, express itself over there as well. Well, chachilu daven before, b'di'eved get daven. Okay, shkara.
Yeah.